Tens of thousands of absentee ballots already returned by North Carolina voters have been processed without issue, but a much smaller number has been set aside, held up while elections officials eagerly await guidance on how to cure deficiencies like missing witness information. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Michael Dickerson says Mecklenburg County has already accepted and processed 50,000 absentee ballots. Only around 600 have been put on hold, and many of the voters who cast them haven't been notified of the problem.
I have ballots sitting in my vault right now in a special box.
Dickerson is Mecklenburg's elections director. The most prevalent problem among deficient ballots is missing witness information. A bipartisan bill enacted in June requires one witness for an absentee ballot. The return envelope must be marked with the witness's signature and address. Dickerson notes that because of the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of people are casting absentee ballots for the first time.
So it's a new experience to them.
Indeed, voting rights groups filed multiple lawsuits against the state elections board to ease rules like the witness requirement, a persistent problem that has resulted in ballots being rejected in prior elections. In a proposed settlement, the elections board offered to let voters fix witness deficiencies by affidavit rather than submitting a new ballot. But state Republican lawmakers slammed the proposal, accusing the Democratic-led elections board of seeking to circumvent the witness requirement and rig the elections. They sued to block the settlement. Now a federal judge is expected to rule in the coming days on the required process for curing deficient ballots. Again, Mecklenburg County Elections Director Michael Dickerson.
If the judge can rule and we can get going again next week, that'll still give us ample time to get these back out to the voters.
Durham County Board of Elections Chairman Phil Lehman is also confident there's plenty of time to get the cure process back on track. But he's concerned voters will be confused by all the legal wrangling.
They're worried about, is their ballot going to count? What am I going to hear from my Board of Elections?
Buncombe County Elections Director Corrine Duncan says her office will weather the storm.
We have rocky waters, but our ship is solid.
Buncombe has already processed more than three times the total number of absentee ballots returned in 2016. About 300 have been set aside because of deficiencies. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.